Welcome to Let's Talk Dairy, Dairy Foods podcast featuring interviews with insiders in the dairy industry. I'm Anna Boisseau, managing editor. Today we're talking about a huge topic in the dairy industry right now, sustainability. I'm joined by Melissa Matilio, senior consumer marketing manager at Turkey Hill. Melissa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So can you tell me a little bit about what your role at Turkey Hill is?
Well, at Turkey Hill, I work really closely with our brand team, as well as our VP of marketing, in kind of undertaking all the marketing activities we do at Turkey Hill. That includes everything from advertising to consumer relations to promotional activities, graphic design, and research, which is one of my favorites. My focus is basically on anything that reaches the consumers.
I think in the dairy industry right now, like, sustainability is such a huge buzzword. I think we're seeing a lot of it in different companies' marketing materials and also just like new efforts from companies across the industry. So why do you think that this issue is important for the dairy industry overall and also for Turkey Hill in particular?
Well, you're absolutely right. It has been a buzzword, but at Turkey Hill, we've always recognized that there is a responsibility that we have to our associates, consumers, our community, be good stewards of the environment. And we, as anybody in agriculture knows, we see and experience and deal with the effects of environmental changes every day. Our livelihoods and our quality of life depends on it, you know, which is probably closer to it than a lot of other people are. So sustainability is a core expectation of our consumers, as well as everybody else in our environment. People are increasingly making purchase decisions based on their food sources. You know, where does it come from? How are the animals treated? Who's picking it? Who's growing it? And practicing sustainability and partnering with other companies to have the same sort of vision has been a very important part of our business for a long time, especially in food and beverage.
So I know that one sustainability effort that Turkey Hill recently got recognized for was the Turkey Hill Clean Water Partnership. So you guys actually won an award with the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy for your efforts there. So can you tell me a little bit about that partnership and how it felt to be recognized in that way?
Sure. And it's interesting because the partnership has been so exciting, but it's a little complicated to explain exactly what it is. But we joined forces with the Alliance for the Chesapeake Bay, as well as our dairy co-op, Maryland and Virginia Milk Producers, and to form the partnership between the three of us. So through the partnership, we're able to support dairy producers in making positive changes for clean water and basically overall conservation practices on their farms. So right now we're receiving milk from about 160 different Maryland and Virginia dairy farmers that are within like 100-mile radius of our dairy in Conestoga, Pennsylvania. So we've asked all those producers to have a conservation plan in place. And many of the co-op members in Pennsylvania are smaller farmers, and they didn't always have the resources that they needed to get those plants developed. So through the partnership, the Alliance works with the dairy farmers that send milk to us to develop or update their conservation plans. And then in recognition of the suppliers doing that, we pay, Turkey Hill pays a premium to the co-op for all the milk supplied to the dairy. But that's just the beginning of what we're doing. So once the plan is developed, the partnership is collaborating with some of the farmers to implement some conservation practices on high priority farms. These include anything from waste storage systems to riparian buffers along streams to cover crops. A big one we do a lot of is barnyard stabilizations. And these upgrades are partially funded with grant dollars from the Alliance that has put together grants, but it's also the farmers put some money into it. So far, we've done about 67 projects on farms with about $5 million in grant money. But that's actually where we currently have a problem because we are struggling to secure more funding as we go along, and we've exhausted everything we have. We know there's opportunities out there to get more, but the competition is pretty fierce, and it often goes to the larger projects and the bigger organizations. So you asked how it felt to win the award. It actually felt really wonderful. We are really honored to be recognized, but it's more than just that. We feel better about being able to help our dairy farmers. This award validated our partnership with them and how we can work together to support and improve the environment and economic stability of farms. As we go further, we think it's important that the dairy industry overall works to assist farmers in developing best practices and sustainable approaches. So that's what made the partnership unique. We didn't just provide a requirement to the farmers, we provided the resources and funding to help them reach our requirement. And the model has already been duplicated by other agricultural processors.
Yeah, so you're not just saying like, do this and we'll give you some money. You're saying, here's how we can actually help you, because maybe they wouldn't even know where to start otherwise.
Right. It's actually being able to take a group of farmers who probably have struggled to find those resources and being able to provide them because of the partnership, because of the three partners that work together through the support of their co-op, through their processing plant, us, and then also the alliance that brings all the know-how and the funding to the project.
So have you heard any feedback from the farmers about their experience working through this partnership?
At first, there was some resistance, but I think as soon as they saw that it wasn't a, you know, stick hitting them over the head, it was more of a carrot, they really got on board. With it being so many more smaller farmers that we're working with, they loved having those resources brought to them that they might not know how to source themselves. Finding experts to write their conservation plans, and then having somebody who says, we know what we can do to stabilize your barnyard, or we're going to bring a crew in and plant trees for you, has just been amazing. We have a long waiting list of farmers waiting for projects.
I bet. Yeah. I know that this is not all that Turkey Hill has done in the sustainability world. So can you tell me a little bit about other things that Turkey Hill is up to?
Probably one of my favorite projects that we just completed a couple of years ago was we're now 100% powered by renewable energy at our Conestoga, Pennsylvania plant. And this has been really exciting. Back in like 2016, I think, we started getting the power generated by two wind turbines that are actually on Turkey Hill, the point, right back behind the dairy. And they are able to supply us with about 20% of our power needs. But then in 2019, we collaborated with Brookfield Renewable and Calpine Energy. And we now also are receiving energy from two hydroelectric dams that are on the Susquehanna River, which runs right down below the dairy itself. And that's really exciting. So all our power is coming from just probably a 50-mile radius of the dairy itself.
Yeah, talk about being locally minded. It's like, how do we actually be sustainable in the context of our local community? Like, that's something that really strikes me as very cool about that.
Yeah, and the beauty of that is that it was all done through partnerships with these other organizations. And that is what's made what we do at Turkey Hill feel a little bit more unique, because we're always focused on the fact that it has to make economic sense for us to do these sustainability practices. We don't have deep pockets. We can't go out and just throw a lot of money into a project because it looks good or it makes us feel good. It has to make economic sense for us. So that's why developing these partnerships is so important.
So in terms of the future, does Turkey Hill have any specific sustainability goals, like certain other markers that you're trying to meet, or any plans in the coming years to expand your sustainability efforts?
Well, I think we definitely want to work at securing more funding for the Clean Water Partnership so we can continue to complete all those projects on the farms. They have a lot of farmers who are ready to go. They committed their part of paying the cost, and it'd just be wonderful if we could maintain our momentum there.
So what about for like the dairy industry overall? Like, I know there's been certain goals set by some high profile companies in the sustainability sense. So what ways do you think the dairy industry could become more sustainable?
Well, I think one of the things we could do as an industry overall was focus more on all producers and processors. We see all the wonderful things that those big companies are doing and everything that these large producers can do on their farms and their facilities. But we need to find a way to help more of the smaller farms and companies, places where we don't have the economic background and funding to carry us forward, places where the results of just putting basic conservation practices into practice far outweigh the cost of implementation. I was just saying to you, a barnyard stabilization can make a huge difference for a farmer, as well as for the water waste just on their farm. But it's hard to coordinate and wrangle those resources to do all these small projects in relationship to bigger ones. And I think the Clean Water Partnership does show a way for the industry to be able to do more micro projects and affect more of a change among our smaller partners in the industry.
And I think that also it shows the power of partnerships, right? Because you're working with another dairy processor to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So I think that there's kind of a misconception happening right now where many consumers believe that plant-based dairy alternatives are more sustainable than genuine dairy products, and also maybe aren't aware of some of the sustainability efforts happening in the dairy industry. So how do you think that the industry could better communicate what the sustainability efforts that are happening to consumers?
Well, first of all, I have to say, I'm just amazed with all the wonderful efforts the dairy industry has undertaken in addressing sustainability, animal health specifically, and environmental issues over the last 20 years. And we definitely deserve some recognition for our successes. But, you know, the public conversation has been very negative around what we're doing in agriculture overall. And our marketing budgets are small and they are stretched. And I really think the best way to communicate our efforts is to make sure we're weaving them into the information and our points of differentiation about our products. We have to make them part of our marketing messages. So in the end, we need to share our story and not let our competitors and critics control the conversation as we have in the past.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Melissa, thank you so much for joining me today. It was such a pleasure to learn about what Turkey Hill is doing right now. Very interesting and cool stuff. So thank you so much for taking time to talk to me today.
Thank you so much for having me.